Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
How long is this Star Wars thing going to go on?
All day.
Perhaps the whole show.
All day.
I mean, who doesn't like Star Wars? I'm not a freak, you know, who lives in his mom's basement, but I am a guy who, you know, if Star Wars was on, I might
watch it. Where's Movie Mike when we need him?
Well, is he worse than Rob the Sports Center?
Yes.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
I see. I thought Movie Mike was just into, like, really stupid comedy or really gory
Star Wars
horror
is some
movies.
Of his favorites. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, huge Star Wars fan.
No way. Get him on the phone.
I can if you want me to.
But Rob's got his shirt on and everything. How about Mark Lawrence? You put him as a Star Wars guy if it's on TV?
Probably. These movies are what the husband and I tend to watch on New Year's Day. It's either Star Wars, the original trilogy. So yeah. 4, 5, and 6, as opposed to like 1, 2, and 3. I like to gloss over the Jar Jar Binks stuff.
Yes.
Although I think Anakin's adorable.
He was creepy, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I like to gloss over that kind of stuff. The Clone Wars, meh, not my cup of tea. But
I still don't understand the New Year's thing where you watch stupid movies all day long.
We choose trilogies. That's what we do. So
yeah,
it's Star Wars
it.
Or
like,
it's Lord of the Rings.
Like, is that like hangover medicine or what?
No, it's just like you're in all day.
Because
it's New Year's Day. Yeah, and you have your pork and sauerkraut in the oven roasting or
you
the crock
pot. You
don't
watch the Rose Parade or games?
None whatsoever.
Wow. That may be weirder than the Star Wars thing. I'm not
Star
sure.
Star Wars, though. Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Harry Potter, Hunger Games. Like, it's all the trilogies. Like, we choose a trilogy and we watch all three.
Wow.
And if you do the extended cut of Lord of the Rings, it actually takes longer.
I think it takes
than a full
months,
day.
Doesn't
no,
it?
No, it takes about 27 hours.
Who the hell would want to do that?
Me and Keitho.
I don't know. I'd rather watch, I don't know, comedies? Because, you know, yesterday we talked about the soul being helped. So I saw myself doing that last night on purpose. There was no baseball on. I was a little angry.
Okay.
There was hockey and basketball everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I thought of what we talked about yesterday, and I was like, let's do something for the soul.
Sure, yeah. So
a
good
I watched like
sitcom.
3 or 4 episodes of The Office in a row.
It's fantastic.
I was falling off the couch laughing.
Yeah, it's super
remember
funny.
The time they took the pizza delivery guy and they held him captive in the conference room?
Yes.
Until they got the deal worked out where
yes.
they got 50% off? I was laughing. I was like, that would happen here. I mean, that could happen here.
It could only happen in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Or Sudbury Broadcasting. We had some of those characters. I was starting to draw parallels and I was like, okay, you got to bail out of this. And pretty soon it was like almost 10 o'clock. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I got to go to bed.
I got to go to bed. So thank you for the little bit we did yesterday on how TV could save your soul. But no, I'm not going to watch Star Wars, and I'm not going to watch any trilogies. I'd watch a triple header in baseball before I watched a trilogy.
Okay. All right.
You're giving me that look.
I am.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Coming up, Jimmy Fallon talks about how Domino's Pizza is desperate.
For?
They're just desperate.
They're just desperate.
They're
okay.
in trouble. Okay, I'll reveal. They're desperate for employees.
Oh.
They can't find people to work there.
Like a lot of businesses
right now.
Like a lot
of local
right
businesses,
yes.
We'll talk about that coming up. And who knows, maybe, some more Star Wars. All right.
Oh, I love Chewie.
Everybody loves Chewie. Maybe later on this morning, Laura and I will get in a lightsaber war.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm more nimble than you are.
Nimble, huh? Mm-hmm. It, yeah. Is that what they're calling it nowadays?
I have more force within me, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you always.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
News coming up next. Hopefully Rob the Sports Center has calmed down and he's ready to do the sports. It happens.
Can we not have Star Wars music behind us talking throughout the entire morning, please?
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Any other stupid morning show would do that. We have Laura just humming it. So that's, you know, there's that. We entertain, right? We entertain. That's what we get paid for.
Now I need to go watch those movies. Seriously.
You do it and report back to me tomorrow. In the meantime, may the 4th be with you. May the 4th
May
be
the
with
4th
you.
Be with you.
And we entertain here by having R2-D2 tell Alexa Star Wars jokes.
ahead. Tell me a Star Wars joke. Okay. How does a wicket get around Endor? Ewoks.
Uh-huh. Ewoks! Ewoks to work!
I don't know. Where did Luke get his bionic hand?
Where?
At the second-hand store.
At the second-hand store. This is funny stuff.
Yeah. I give up. Which computer program do Jedi use to open PDF files?
I don't know what.
Adobe One Kenobi.
Adobe One Kenobi! This is
Pixar. And may the 4th be with you too.
Yeah!
May the 4th be with you.
Who needs Chad Hirschberger when you have R2-D2 on this special
Adobe
day?
One Kenobi.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. May the 4th be with you.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
There's a fifth grader in Texas named Eli Van Bree, and she has a brother named Willem who's autistic. She was worried about him getting started this school year, so she made a video for her classmates to let them know how great he is.
Willem is a first grader at Elm Grove. Willem was born with autism. He has words in his head like everyone else. His brain just doesn't cooperate the way he wants. I hope you learn about Willem now, and I hope you love him as much as I do. Once COVID's over, give him a high five. For now, just smile and say hi.
Isn't that so sweet? The entire video is over 2 minutes long. It went viral. Just Google Eli Van Bree and her brother Willem, making sure that everyone knows that no matter who you are, we all deserve to smile and say hi. Yes. So sweet.
That's good news.
Up next, a 24-year-old dude named Philip Vu quit his bank job, where he was literally making bank, and decided to live out of his car and travel. That's what he wanted to do. Okay. Along the way, he made friends with a homeless gentleman named Mike in New Haven, Connecticut. Well, Philip thought he was so interesting, he started posting videos of their conversations. They went viral. People reached out and said, hey, how can we help Mike? Well, they helped him out a lot.
All my friends online decided to put in some money to give you for this red envelope.
Do you want to look inside it first?
Oh, my God.
This is a very good start for me because I could get me some food, my ID. I could go buy me my boots and give me some cosmetics, some hygiene, proper stuff.
Wow, you could do a lot with that kind of money.
Right? The total amount that was raised was $17,000. Wow. Philip and Mike are still continuing to travel together and post their wonderful and unique conversations.
Good friends and good news.
Last but not least, we are headed to the Susquehanna River Valley. Oh, wait, that's right here at home, where some local residents and Songs of the Susquehanna is a message that's growing throughout the valley. A total of 36 musicians, musical groups submitted 46 original songs inspired by the beautiful Susquehanna River and its tributaries for this year's project. It allowed musicians a new platform to share their skills after a year of lost performance opportunities.
Susquehanna, the river called her name. Susquehanna, life is not a game. Susquehanna, like the river she would roam. Near the Susquehanna River was her home.
Hey, that's
isn't
nice
that
stuff,
awesome?
KJ!
Good job! And that's good news.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
A current event that you don't want to miss. It happened yesterday, a House subcommittee meeting.
No, don't be like that. Today, actually, we should all go and vote.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about boring politics, which is the stuff that doesn't make the news, like House subcommittee hearings.
Okay.
There was one delayed for 22 minutes yesterday. I don't know if this qualifies as stupid news, viral comedy, whatever, but the village people were bleeding into the Zoom audio.
This committee to support full funding for two important hydropower incentive programs within the U.S. Department of Energy's Water Power Technology Office and established through the Energy Policy Act of 2000.
She's talking about energy costs.
Section 242.
She has no idea. Someone hacked in with the village people.
Or else they just didn't put themselves on mute and they have music playing in the background.
Maybe they made it a party at their house. I don't know. So anyway, finally somebody told this poor lady, member of the house, we have to cut this meeting because the village people are singing all over you. They delayed the meeting for 22
minutes. We want you as a new recruit.
That's it. So they had to delay the meeting 22 minutes till they found the source, and it wasn't somebody unmuted dancing around their living room.
What was it?
Somebody had hacked in, and it was actually from the movie Galaxy Quest. The soundtrack
was
playing. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So I think this stuff is funny because did you ever just need sleep and put on C-SPAN? Did you ever do that? I did.
Yes. But wait, time out.
Why?
Go back.
Why?
Galaxy Quest. Is that movie with Tim Allen?
Yeah. The soundtrack was just trashy.
Now I have to watch that. That movie is so bad, it's funny.
Yes.
It's awful.
And maybe most House subcommittee meetings are so bad they're funny. I don't know what the hacker had in mind, but yeah, the music was the village people from Galaxy Quest playing over a
house. I really hope that they were able to get back to section 232 of whatever they were talking about.
Exactly. Does anybody care? Now, that's the kind of stuff that I love. If I was a hacker, I would not steal money from Citibank or bring down third world countries. I would just do stupid stuff.
Hack into a House Energy Subcommittee meeting and play the village people.
Yes. I mean, it would be like, I don't know, people would applaud us left and right and front and center and put your arms in the air, wave them like you just don't care. News is coming up next. Speaking of bad music, and I do think the village people had their place, but didn't necessarily appreciate their music. The Quarantunes are back.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Probably not.
They love Star Wars. It turns out the Quarantunes guys were in our studio last night.
Okay.
They had some beverages, and they got thinking about Star Wars. And then Rob the Sports Center pops in. He's the Star Wars guru.
Perfect.
And pretty soon they're all on the microphones, and they're singing.
Amazing. Tom, we're going to have to take a break, though.
Why?
Anonymous, that big hacking group.
Yeah.
They're on the line, and they want you as a new recruit.
Excellent.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
News is next.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
May the 4th be with you from the Quarantunes.
Blame it all on a flu. Princess Leia met Luke and ruined my evil empire. With C-3PO, the smuggler Solo.
Recorded last night featuring Rob the Sports Center, that Star Wars freak that he is. And I got friends in outer spaces.
Outer spaces.
Thumbs up from Laura or no?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay.
I like the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes you give me that odd Laura look when the Quarantunes are playing. And it's then that I realized maybe there was too much tequila involved last night. Coming up, Jimmy Fallon. Verizon is selling off some of their assets.
Like what?
Like stuff you may have wanted to invest in, maybe 30 years ago. Yahoo and AOL.
AOL, oh my goodness.
Actually owned by Verizon. Why?
Really?
Yeah, why did they snatch them up?
Interesting.
Well,
interesting.
They're for sale for $5 billion, if you got it.
Hold up, let me check my pocket.
You just gave it. You only have the money I owed you. I just gave it to you minutes ago.
Hold on.
It's totally wrong.
You want to match me?
What?
like,
I just gave that money to you.
I'll take my 85 bucks and then you can add another 85 bucks and maybe we could get a couple more Central Pennsylvanians to add up to 5 billion.
Okay. Or we could take that 85 bucks and just buy another case of wine.
Done.
That's what we spent it on. Tom and Laura in the morning with a late night soundbite on the way.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Karen.
Oh, no.
You're not going to win. A Karen harassed a woman who was walking her emotional support pig.
I want to know why you have a pig in the middle of
We're on a walk. Can you just leave us alone? Obviously, like, you're not a part of our walk. You don't have to be here.
It's a huge animal.
So what? Who cares if he's huge?
He's eating.
Look at that. Look at that. Right on our lawn.
She's picking it up.
Hey, Karen, I agree with the pig walker here.
So do I.
You are being a grumpy pants.
Yes.
You are being a grumpy pants.
And you're being a Karen. So, find the real pig here.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Who cares? She's picking it up. It's just like dog poop. As long as you clean up after your pet, your pet's your pet.
But did you hear what she said? Look how big he is. Of course he's a pig.
He's a pig.
Oh, Karen. That is today's And There It Is. And Laura just pretty much gave the lesson. It's an emotional support pet. It's a pig. They're kind. They're gentle.
They are. They're so delicious.
Yeah, all that. Leave them alone. All right. Coming up in just a bit, I don't know if you heard this, Laura, but Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. Oh, my God.
Sad times.
Oh, they're married over 25 years, like 28 years.
Are they citing irreconcilable differences?
I don't know. They lasted longer than me and my ex. Come on.
Oh, you were married once? Who knew?
Yeah, I was married once. Sure, I've mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah, a few times.
But I'm no Gates. I mean, man. Hey, Bill, did you sign a prenup? That's all I have to say.
Probably not.
Ooh.
That many years?
Like the Amazon years? Bezos family.
Oh, Bezos. I love it. Because his wife, she just keeps donating $1 billion. Because she's making money right alongside of him. And he's kind of a you-know-what. And then literally, you open the news and you're like, oh, look at that. Mrs. Bezos donating another billion.
And look at that. Jeff's sitting at the bar going, oh,
exactly.
Where's my accountant? We'll talk about it coming up next. Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Hey, divorce happens. You can't do anything about it. I'm a divorced guy. It happened to me.
Mm-hmm, it happens.
But when it happens to Bill and Melinda Gates, there's a little bit of greenery involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the front lawn. I'm talking about Bill's worth a billion. See what I did there? Bill's worth a billion.
Listen, Bill is worth more than billions. A billion. Bill is worth several billion.
Yeah, so he announced he's getting divorced. And, if they had a prenup, as opposed to the Bezos marriage, you know, and the Amazon couple breaking up, if they had a prenup, Bill just keeps making money. And Melinda says, bye-bye.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what happened with Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie. They started the company together. She still has a founding stake in the company. And even though Jeff stepped down as CEO and someone else is there, they still own the company.
Right.
So the majority of her wealth is tied up in Amazon. She has an estimated $58 billion in equity.
And they're divorced.
They are, but that's hers.
Yeah.
So she's actually pledged to donate the majority of it because she said, and I quote, no one can spend that amount of money in a lifetime.
I'm totally on board with that. And now
Since December, she's donated like $4.2 billion.
That's great. Now, the average person in Central PA, one person gets the house, the other person gets the car and the clothes on their back.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe somebody gets the double wide and somebody else gets the 68
Chevy pickup.
Or you
sell the house and you split it down the middle after you pay off the mortgage.
Took a while for me to go through that, but we did.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. So, Melinda Gates, though, Google her real quick. I got to find out because, you know, people are saying that she may be in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
Poor Melinda Gates. She and Bill Gates are divorcing after 27 years of marriage.
Oh, my God.
Bill Gates is worth about $130 billion.
Wow.
And Melinda signed a prenup.
Oh, no!
So won't you please help? For only $350 million a day, you can help Melinda so she can continue to live in the lifestyle she's become accustomed to.
No, she'll be fine.
Part of your donation will continue to fund their foundation.
Oh, good,
so
good.
You're helping her so she can help others.
That's great.
That's only around $14 million an hour.
Oh,
donate and help this poor woman today.
Is she going to be okay? Please
hold
tell
the phone.
Me. I'm getting a little
hold the phone.
Misty.
Even though there is a prenuptial agreement pertaining to the intellectual property that Bill Gates has created,
Sarah McLaughlin always makes me cry.
You'll be all right. Take a deep breath.
Right. Tell me.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
They themselves, communally, so meaning together, have over $130 billion worth of assets.
Ooh.
So as they sell them off, they are going to split them right down the middle.
Ooh.
And then on top of that, she has founded her own investment corporation. She's authored a book and I think has a net worth of right around $3.3 billion. But that's on top of the $43.3 billion that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation had at the end of 2019.
Okay.
Their charitable organization.
Right.
Melinda Gates is going to be just fine.
Okay, how about the new boyfriend or his new girlfriend? Are they going to be okay? Just kidding. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. On the other side, try it Tuesday. What are we doing? Is it worth billions?
No. It's a TikTok hack with your toaster.
Stay with us.
For those busy weekday nights when you just need to make dinner in 5 minutes.
And that's your situation tonight.
That would be correct.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
If you need to know, I'm eating a banana and she's eating toast with avocado on it. We both have busy days. So
we
need a Try It Tuesday quickie. We need something that we could do like later today. And that's what you're hacking, right?
A shout out to Christine.
Okay.
Who messaged this to me on Facebook.
All right.
People are doing this now, and I love it. Finding things online, on the internet, et cetera. Hey, Laura, you should try this. Hey, Laura, you should try this. If you're going to do it from your kitchen, you should try this. Okay.
Now, every once in a while, we get invited to a business.
We do,
like PB&J
cool.
Last week.
Yep.
We ate the Mac Daddy Burger, which was amazing.
We have a couple more coming up towards the end of May that will be out and about going to visit a business, trying some things, learning how to make stuff. Cool. Cool, cool. But so you have a super busy day. You have lots of meetings. You're dressed very nicely.
Yep, thank you.
Same thing. Lots of meetings. Dressed very nicely.
Okay, so when you get home, you're like starving.
I need a quick dinner.
Okay.
Or a snack. All you need is whatever you want to put inside a tortilla and a toaster. I'm serious.
Okay, a tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it heats up, but I mean, how do you just throw it in there?
You throw it in the toaster.
Really?
And not a toaster oven. A toaster like the one we have here in the studio.
No way.
Yeah, like a
push down. It's going to fit in there?
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to fall out.
And it's not going to set the house on fire?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope,
okay.
Nope. Think McDonald's French fry package.
Oh, you know, like that
you know
little
you,
boat that they
yeah,
stand up in?
Do you know
in?
How it can kind of like stand up and like the corners are pinched?
Right.
That's the hack.
No kidding.
Now, full disclosure, haven't tried it yet, but I literally have the ingredients for like some cheese and vegetable quesadillas later on tonight that I'm going to pack on in there. And then instead of broiling, baking, using a pan, and getting out a ton of cookware in the kitchen that's going to make my kitchen messy and whatever. No.
A tortilla inside, what do you use, aluminum foil or something?
No, you just put it in.
Oh, so the tortilla acts as like
the
McDonald's
vessel.
French fry.
It
holder.
Does. The tortilla acts as the vessel that goes into the toaster that then keeps all your yummy goodness inside. I even saw one that a dude used peanut butter, honey, and bananas.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
A little bit of chocolate.
All right. So we usually take a commercial break and then Laura goes Facebook Live and does this. But the deal here is she will actually do it tonight after a hard day's work. She will make a dinner in 5 minutes or less.
That is correct.
watch for it on Facebook later tonight, right?
Later this evening. You never know when I'm going to pop up. I may or may not have a cocktail on the side.
Okay, then.
It's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a Try It Tuesday. Facebook Live later tonight.
With Tom and Laura in the morning. TikTok hacks, 94KX.
Yes. Late night television coming up. Girl Scout cookie sales are down, and Kimmel can't understand why. Stay with us, and it is May the 4th be with you. Laura and I may have a Tom and Laura's top 10 list.
Oh, my gosh, and it's a little bit inappropriate. I'm just going to tell you all that right now.
It's coming up with us on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
All right, every morning show is doing this crap, but we had to come up with a creative way of paying tribute to Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. We've come up with some interesting facts about Star Wars that even those diehard people don't know. Those 45-year-old guys living in their mom's basement wearing some kind of fake lightsaber.
Let's run it down, starting with one.
Okay.
The term Ewok is actually an anagram of woke. It's because the Ewoks are so woke that they prefer to utilize very specific pronouns.
And, okay.
And theirs are they, them.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Who knew? They're a progressive little society there on Endor.
Here's another one. People were always telling Lando, funny, you don't talk like a black guy in outer space.
Jeez Louise.
I like the movie Shaft.
Exactly.
Okay.
Did you know that before it became known as the Force, the all-powerful energy field that dominated the galaxy was actually called the Oprah?
The Oprah.
She is a Force, right?
Powerful Force.
She is a Force.
Did you know that once a Jedi has been married? I was married once. I told you that.
Yes,
right?
You have.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Did you know once a Jedi has been married for a few years, his lightsaber turns blue?
Stop it. Are you kidding me? If you kept all of your original Star Wars toys in the packaging, I'm talking the original packaging when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
So think back, way back.
Yeah, 70s.
Where's Movie Mike, right?
Yeah.
Their current worth won't even come close to erasing your inner sadness because you didn't play with them when you were a child.
I'm with you on that. Tear the package open, buy two, and keep one. All right, here's one. The phrase, I have a bad feeling about this, uttered by a character in every film. Oh, and by the audience every time you saw Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, my God.
Just creepy.
Oh, my God.
Just get him away
I'm
from
telling
me.
You, those are my least favorite. They really are.
Okay.
Even though he sports a flowing cape, bright yellow shirt, bushy mustache.
Yeah.
Lando is straight, just so you know.
So don't judge a book by its wardrobe.
Exactly.
Here's another one. Chewbacca was an absolute tick magnet.
He needs a Seresto collar.
A big one. Big Seresto collar.
Hayden Christensen was cast in Attack of the Clones because Anakin Skywalker was originally supposed to come from a planet of people who are completely expressionless. Where is Data? A crossover, if you will? Star Trek to Star Wars? No.
Maybe, yeah. And not only
God, was he's
Spock.
Awful.
Spock
I'm sorry,
had no emotion?
Those like first three just aren't my...
Okay.
They're not, anyway. He was bad.
Here's something you might not know, even if you're the best Star Wars fan.
Okay.
Many of the characters in the original cantina scene actually participated in the Capitol riot. Just look for them.
Boy.
They're there.
Oh, boy. Okay. At the end of every Star Wars movie, George Lucas appears at the bank cashing a gigantic check.
Oh.
But now he has direct deposit, so it's fine.
All right. Are we done? I think we're done.
I think we're okay. Oh,
the list goes on and on, but I think you've laughed enough, Central PA. And happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Well. I think it's a really difficult job to be a teacher.
Teachers don't get enough credit for what they do.
It's nice to have adults that aren't exactly your parents.
This energy that makes you want to learn and drives you to learn.
It's probably one of the hardest professions you can have, but I think it's probably one of the most worthwhile.
I'd like to say thank you to the teacher who's been there for me.
For always having your door open.
For being supportive and patient.
For actually caring about whether or not I'm doing well in the class.
For believing in me in times that I didn't believe in myself.
Thanks for caring. Thanks for genuinely caring about me.
Mm-hmm. know they love you. Congratulations to our outstanding teachers from Service First. Thousands of dollars going to all those clubs and those schools from the winners.
Pretty amazing, cool. Amazing. I actually loved hearing from both Colleen and all of our winning teachers every single week throughout the month of April. It was super fun to also then read what students and parents and colleagues alike had to say about all of them.
How about when they checked back with us and they'd be so excited, the teachers, when they found out they won? That's a great feeling. Hopefully we'll be doing that. National Teachers Day today. You said it's part of Teacher
Appreciation Week. That's right. All week long, honoring teachers, saying thank you to all of them everywhere.
Everybody's got a teacher that they love. Maybe you love them all, but there's that one fave. So think about it, mom, dad, caregivers. Maybe pick up something at the store today and have your kid bring it to the teacher tomorrow.
Why not? Their day. Make their day, for sure.
My sister was a school nurse, and she got more gifts than anybody. At Christmas time, she got more gifts than the principal. They loved her.
Well, because you deal with the entire school. Do you know what I mean? You kind of have to be there for everybody as a school nurse.
She'd always have that story, like somebody come in, I have a bellyache. What class are you in? Math, what's going on in there today? I have a test.
I have a quiz.
There you go. So those are the stories. Favorite teacher off the top of your head? I know I'm just hitting you with those.
Listen, I have to say the best teachers are those who show you where to look, but don't tell you what to see.
There it is.
Meaning that they encourage critical thinking, etc. Mrs. Barron, AP English.
There it is.
What's up, Louise? Mrs. Campbell, gym teacher. Interestingly enough, we keep meeting each other on Friday evenings and afternoons at the bar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Like, by accident, you're like, what are you doing here? I just met you last week.
My favorite teachers were nuns, so I don't meet them at bars, unfortunately.
I'm trying to think. I love Mrs. Rarig. God bless her. She put up with us having surprise parties in French. I had great teachers at Southern, honestly.
That's cool. My favorite teachers were the ones that told you to start with what you have and expand from there. Sister DePazzi, my eighth grade teacher, noticed that I was quite the talented writer.
Okay.
And that I did voices while I read. So she would make me write scripts in which I could stand in front of the class and read and change my voice.
There you go.
And look what I'm doing now for a living. So, I had so many favorite teachers. I mean, nuns get a bad rap sometimes because there was some bad ones. Sister Irene used to beat the hell out of me for no reason at all. Just no reason at all. She just didn't. So there are those teachers. But there were teachers like Sister Christopher. She was from Baston. She loved the fact that I was a Red Sox fan.
There you go.
She talked to me whenever she saw me.
Even in
halls.
Middle school, you're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, grade school. Then I went on to Bishop Hoban High School, and that's no longer. But there were more teachers. Mr. Kane put in honors English. Honors English again. Yep. He steered me toward writing poetry.
Very cool.
He said, it's not just for girls, write poetry. You're very good at it. So stuff like that. I mean, so think about the teachers that your kids have, or like Laura just mentioned, the teachers that she had, they're still around.
They are.
Contact them.
A lot of that I was going to say, or, you know, I don't know, send a note.
Yeah.
Post on social media. It's fun because a lot of my teachers, they've since retired. I am a little bit older, you know, like 21 years out of high school now, but I'm still in contact with some of them. And it's amazing to see what some of the graduates from my class and otherwise have gone on to do. And then teachers sharing things that their former students have done.
There it is.
Proud.
So do that today, no matter what your age, reach out to your teachers. Most of mine are dead, but I've been out of high school 50 years. But anyway, reach out to them and tell you you appreciate them on the national.
It is one of the toughest professions, I'm telling you. Really, really is.
So thank you to all of our teachers.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so very much.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Oh, what a day we had. What a day we had. Let's whip out the lightsabers.
Okay.
I just love that sound. Why? I just think it's... Who invented the sound of the lightsaber?
I guess a...
Yeah, and they were hits. They were called lightsabers because when you missed, it just went. Wasn't that cool back in the day?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you today, Star Wars Day. Whether you're all geeked up on that or not, just enjoy it and try to use the sense of humor a little bit with it. It'll be okay. You called me Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi Obi-Tom and Obi.
Something like that. It was funny.
I don't even know.
And we had our Alexa R2-D2 jokes. We had fun with it.
We did okay. The thought for the day today goes along that vein, and it is a Yoda quote.
Okay.
So he was a wise, tiny little thing. Yep. He was wise.
And we'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, so sure, go for it.
Yoda says, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Oh.
So it's kind of like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah,
right? Just do it.
Hey, Yoda, Nike's on the phone. They want to cease and desist. Anyway, very good. So get out there and don't just try. Just do it.
I found another one.
Oh, it better.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you will not.
Isn't that the truth? Have a good day, everybody.
May the 4th be with you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.